So apologies for the delay. Let's go ahead and start. So let me get, hold on, I need to readjust my windows a little bit. All right, so the agenda for today, I think the most important topic is to go through the upstrust status and also discuss maybe the financial issues that we've been talking about on the mailing list and potential alternative approaches. But before that, let's first go through the list of action points that we currently have. So I send out, I included the list of action points in my email. And the first action point is action point 6, is ask OR to for the possibilities to make any changes to the upstrust system. I think this is, has already been done, so we can close it. Then action point number 15, which is the working group chair to include the outcome of the upstrust trust discussion into the final report. This is something that's still open. I made some changes, but this is already this is basically the changes I made just before the LA meeting, so no updates there yet, so we'll leave this one open. Then there is action point 17, to email Jacques and bring him up to speed. This is what I did right after the last call, so we closed that action point. And then an action point for Jacques to contact Keith from OR to get his opinion about about let's say providing a subgroup without customization. And I think this is something that we can discuss during the next call, the next agenda item. So let's close this one too. Review the action point 19 is to review the requirements in chapter 4 of the final report by Fred and Irvin. I'm not sure if you guys had the chance to do that.
No, I didn't, but I will try this week.
Okay. And then there's action point 20 to set up a doodle for the next call. Okay, that's obviously closed. We'll close that one
actually,
too.
Actually, Christian, if you sorry to interrupt you, but Jacques already did some changes on this before he sent the document to regarding action point 19.
Yes,
Jacques already
right.
did a review, but I think he asked for someone else to review it again.
Yeah. Okay. You're right about that, Fred. I forgot.
So Jacques, have you seen the version 6 of the document that I sent?
I think I did. I'm not sure though. Maybe I did not.
I just skimmed it, Jacques, but I didn't have time to review it. So,
yeah.
But I will do it this week.
Okay, so version 6 is the one I sent to DNSOR.
Yeah, I saw it. Okay. So if you could have another look, Fred, then that would be fine. It would be great. Let me make a note here. Okay. All right. So those were the action points. So the third agenda item on the agenda is a status update on upstrust/OR. So Jacques, is there anything new to report?
So DNSOR, they have the code. They're playing with it. And the only issue is that Keith is on vacation for another week, I think.
For another week.
And he said 10 days vacation after the IETF. Don't even know when the IETF was. It was last week, I believe. So, got a couple of days to go.
Yeah.
And then the what's his name? The guy William Mayton. from DNS.org. He's playing with the code.
Mm-hmm.
What they wanted was version 6 of the document that I sent them to assess how much customization work they needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at all of that now.
Okay. Okay. And did you also talk to Keith about, let's say, this? We had another plan, right? The plan B scenario, so to speak? To use
Keith can't do anything with that. I got to... They give me the contact for the Opstrus admin to set up a new portal, and but that's directly on the Opstrus platform.
Okay. And did you contact this person or not?
It's an email address. I don't know who they are, but
no.
That's what I wanted to talk about before we go that way, because that's the Paul Vixie.
It's Chris Moreau from Google, and there are four other guys, but I think the other one was that guy that was seated on my side in our boss bar in Honolulu, Jacques, if you remember. A guy from one of those big CDNs, I forgot the name now.
Facebook guy?
CDN.
Akamai?
Akamai guy, yes. Yeah. I forgot the name of the guy, but he's definitely one of the Opstrust admins.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so we're basically Jacques, that Keith will respond by the end of this week, or that the engineer that's looking into the code will respond somewhere this week? Do you think that's realistic?
Yeah. I hope so. Week after, yes.
Okay. And because the thing that worries me a little bit is that it takes a lot of time. There's a financial risk, so to speak. So there's very little budget to do this. I would prefer that we would have something up and running by the next ISAC meeting, which is in February. So at some point we will need to make a decision what we're going to do. Are we going to are we going to customize Opstrust right from the start, or do we also foresee some sort of intermediary phase where we have this, where we use a mailing list, for example, until the Opstrust system is up and running, something like that?
Christian, it's Fred. I would suggest that we go on a kind of middle ground. Suppose that OARC can put the platform to work as it is today, in a reasonable amount of time, like 2 to 3 months. That would probably do all right with your proposition that this needs to be running before the next ICANN meeting. And I would say that we should go not only with the mailing list, not with our desire of all the customizations, but we use a subgroup as an initial version of it. I don't know if OARC will charge us anything to use a subgroup on them, on their platform. And the other option is to use directly a subgroup on the current Opstrust platform.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was clear enough, but...
Understood. Yeah. It is a middle ground. Yeah.
Yes, and actually we from the start, we actually decided, we document what would be the required updates on the platform to achieve all our goals, but we, from the contour conditions that we have, especially the budgetary ones, we just rule them out since from the beginning, because if not, we will not deliver anything at all.
Yeah. So your proposal, Fred, is, if I understood you correctly, is to, first of all, we wait until OARC responds regarding the customization requirements for the Obstrust software, which is something that's currently ongoing. And if there's too much uncertainty, or if it's too expensive or whatever else, then we decide to opt for your proposal, which is to create a subgroup for the ccTLD community on the existing Obstrust platform.
No, actually it's not exactly that what I said. Let me try another time. I'm supposing that OARC will install the current Obstrust software on their own platform, that they have budget for it.
Mm-hmm.
But they will not do any customization on the software. They will only install it in a new platform. What I'm telling us to do is, as a middle ground, is to host our subgroup on the OARC platform.
Okay.
With the software as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. if they cannot achieve this to migrate their groups from the current Obstrust to their own platform by February next year, and if they say so that they will not manage to achieve this deadline, then we ask Obstrust to host our subgroup on their system.
Okay.
Without any customization. Without any customization. And in our reports and our deliverables of especially the final report, we state that because of the budgetary restrictions, this is what we can deliver now. And we put out there what are the customizations that we would like to have. And if we have a budget proposal from OARC for the customizations, we add this to the report. If not, we leave this as an open question.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, that's a good plan. At least I think it's a good plan.
Yeah, but let me emphasize something. I'm supposing that OARC will charge $0 for us to host us as a subgroup without any customization on the platform. I'm supposing that because we basically have no budget at all, as Gabi said. So we cannot go for any other. That's what I understand, actually. We have no other option regarding expenses.
Well, we, as I said, we could. I am pretty sure we have absolutely, very limited funds in the CCNSO budget. But as I said, if we really push, etc., we could probably get ICANN to fund something. But then ICANN will, say it's ICANN. It's an ICANN project, and we would kind of lose, touch with it in a way. Because they will be the ones paying, and they and I'm not sure how the community would react to that either. So I think it's wiser to kind of wait and flag that we would like to have a budget for this, starting from next fiscal year, perhaps. But in any case, I think that we need to ask the community about what they think, and this is also another thing I would like to ask you, because we're in the middle of scheduling the agenda for the next meeting, and this is a good time to tell us how much time you need, if you need any, at the Singapore meeting. So, you should perhaps think of what you would like to present to the community. If you want to present something, I suggest strongly that you should... You can do that earlier, but if you'd like to have some time to discuss anything with the community, please let me know.
I think that for sure we would like to have a another time slot during the security session or the CCTLD news session, for example. Maybe just 10 minutes to update the community on the status of the working group,
mm-hmm.
regardless of
I think we're probably going to need more than that if we want to ask for a budget.
I think so, too, to be honest.
10 minutes is fine for a status update, but if we, I think at least in February, even if nothing goes through, we should be able to present a budget with our plan and possibly different options at different price points and present that to the community. But it's going to take more than 15 minutes.
I was still assuming zero budget, but you're right.
I'll schedule in 20 minutes for now because it's always easier to, you know, reduce the amount of time.
It sounds good.
So I'll put in a 20-minute spot.
Yeah, that sounds very good. Thank you.
And it will not be a part of the CCTLD update. We will have a different slot. So.
Okay. That's great. Okay. So, but getting back to the Fred's proposal, Jacques, could you when you talk to Keith? Or email with Keith, could you also check the potential costs of, let's say, Fred's proposal, so installing Upstrust on a separate machine somewhere in the OARC infrastructure?
Yes.
They are already doing that, Christian. They will move the subgroups, the three subgroups that OARC have on the Upstrust platform. They will actually move to their own installation in the following months.
Okay.
So they already have the budget for this. What we would be asking is just if they can be kind enough to host us on their new platform without any software customization, just a plain subgroup on the current version of software that they have. Upstrust have been hosting the OARC subgroups, I bet you, for free for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
That would probably be something that would, I think, difficult for them to charge, at least from the beginning. Because actually, we would consume nothing in this platform.
Yeah, because that's
the gut feeling that I have.
Maybe I misunderstood, Fred. But I thought you said that OARC might charge us for, say, hosting the platform.
No, I think that we suppose that OARC will charge us to customize the software.
Yes. Okay. Well, not for hosting it.
Yeah, I would not expect for them to charge us, or if they would charge, I think it would be a substantially low amount of money.
Okay. But it might be smart to double check.
But I don't know, Jacques. What's your feeling, Jacques? Because you are the one that actually talked more to Keith about this.
That's what I'm. The hosting part would be free. With our full set of requirements that we have as is, it's a lot of administrative work on their side to add the new CCTLD and vetting and making sure they're legit and all that. So that was time on their part. So if we just create a subgroup and somehow we auto-manage this, then there shouldn't be too much. There's a way to do it without too much cost.
Yeah. But it might be good to discuss it with Keith anyway, just to make sure that there's zero or very little cost involved.
I think we should have a conference call with them. I'm going to send them an email right now asking status.
Okay.
And then next week or something, we can have a conference call with them to figure out, based on their response, how we get something up and running by February.
Yeah. But do you guys also think that because, let's say, having something up and running by February, it's my personal strong preference. But do you guys agree with that?
I like Fred's proposal because that's both gonna it's both good for our budget and for the time frame to get something up and running quickly and without cost.
Yep. Okay.
And then look into the cost and time frame for the modification.
Okay.
But there is another thing that my proposition actually make as something that is available for us is that if OARC tell us that they cannot make this date, if we will be actually if we the obstreperous people will actually have the ability and if they want to host us directly on their platform actually, because we never approached them. And we cannot take this for granted as a available or feasible solution. So there is a lot of ifs on my proposition.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think we should try it anyway.
Yeah, no, sure, but we have to have in mind that maybe it is not possible. I don't know.
Yeah, I understood the disclaimer, Fred. But I think it's a very good proposal, so we should pursue it.
Yeah. And I think we definitely should set up a conference call with OARC. We just should hear them if they think that William has got enough hands-on with the platform to answer all the questions or give them a little bit more time.
Yep.
Can you send me the details to who I should, send? I guess we'll make a kind of doodle poll first.
Yeah, once once you get back, OARC, I can send you the information to do
exactly.
That.
Exactly, send me the information. And do you know roughly what time zone they're in so that we can schedule something that suits them?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Keith, I think Keith is in Michigan, so it's Central Time US. I think so.
Okay, I'll wait until I hear back from Shark.
Okay.
And then we go ahead schedule something.
Okay. All right. So I don't think there's a lot more we can discuss at this point about, let's say, the progress with OR. So let's close this, let's say, the agenda items 3 and 4. So that's on the OARC.
Christian, I'm actually maybe just raised because Abibo is on mute, but he wrote that in his opinion the target should be no cost or very low cost solution, and I believe that's actually in line with most of the CCTLD community. So.
Yeah. Okay. Noted. Thank you, Abibo.
Thank you.
All right. So as I was trying to say, I don't think there's, in that case, anything else that we can discuss right now because we have, let's say, shared the requirements or the final report with the draft of the final report with OR, and there haven't been any changes there yet. So we need the issue with obstruct to be resolved first before we can continue. So I think that at this point, all we can do is basically wait for the response from Keith and then take it from there on. You guys agree?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so in that case, then there's two agenda items left. One is the summary for the community. I will summarize what we just talked about in a short message saying what possibilities we are currently exploring with OARC, so that wouldn't be too long, I guess. And then that takes us to the final agenda point, which is any other business So, Fred, is there anything else that we need to talk about from your end?
No.
Okay. Jacques?
No.
Okay. Irvin?
Nope.
Okay. Abibu?
No.
Okay. Genga, is he on the phone, by the way?
I know he was listening to us in the beginning, at least. Genga, can you confirm that you're hearing us by writing something in the chat? Well, he was in the beginning of the meeting, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he dropped out. Okay, so I don't have anything else either. Maybe you, Gabi?
No.
Okay. Maybe we should...
I just sent...
Go ahead, Jar.
I just sent the email to DNS.org.
Okay. Okay, so probably we will have this conference call with org, at least hopefully within, let's say, probably next week somewhere, I'm guessing.
Yep.
So perhaps we should schedule another call in the week of December 8th. So that's the week after, 2 weeks from now. Could you send out a doodle, Tommy?
I'll do that, yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. All right, so I don't have any other business myself. So in that case, I propose to close the call. I will update the action points, and I will also send out this the summary to the community probably in tomorrow. Okay, so thanks, everyone, and talk to you guys next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.